The Medrash in the beginning of Koheles Rabbah quotes a Maisa with the Tana Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa. He once witnessed the people of his city bringing Nedorim and Nedovos to Yerushalayim, different forms of donations, to the Bedek HaBayis and the Beis HaMikdash. And everybody was busy bringing these Nedorim and Nedovos, and Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa decided that he too would want to bring something to the Beis HaMikdash. He went out to the midbar of his city, to the outskirts of his city, and he found a precious stone, and he polished it and shined it, and he committed to bringing it to Yerushalayim. And he was searching for people whom he could hire to transport his stone to Yerushalayim, and he found five people and asked them if they would be agreeable for hire to go to Yerushalayim and bring his stone. And they charged him a fee. They said, if you can give us five sloim, those were certain types of coins, we will bring your stone to Yerushalayim. But unfortunately, he did not have the money, and these five people left. At that point, the Medrash continues, the Ribbono Shel Olam sent five angels, five malachim, in the appearance of men, and he did not, knowing that they were angels, ask them, would they be agreeable to bring his stone to Yerushalayim? And they too said, they would charge five sloim, and they would be agreeable then to bring the stone to Yerushalayim. They added on the condition, they would be agreeable on the condition that he would assist them by putting his hand under the stone and helping carry the stone with them. The Mefarshim on the Medrash say they did not ask for the money right away, and he trusted in Hashem that by the time he would get to Yerushalayim with them, he would somehow accrue the funds to pay them. In the meantime, the Medrash says he put his hand under the stone together with them, and he instantly found himself in Yerushalayim. And when he got there, the men disappeared. He looked for them. He couldn't find them. He went to the Lishchas Hagozis in the Beis HaMikdash and inquired about them. And he was told that it appeared to them that these must have been malachim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent to assist him in bringing the stone to Yerushalayim. Interestingly, the Chafetz Chaim asks on this Medrash, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam wait until later in the story to send the malachim? He could have sent the malachim right away. And also, the Chafetz Chaim asks, why did the malachim require that Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa put his hand under the stone and assist? Clearly, the malachim had the ability to do so on their own. The Chafetz Chaim says, from here we learn that in Ruchnius, it's incumbent upon a person to do everything humanly possible in their hishtadlus, to do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of them, to do their avodas Hashem. And even if, naturally, according to the laws of nature, they may lack the ability to complete a particular task, nevertheless, they should try everything they possibly can, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam will do the rest, even miraculously, even me'al derech hateva. That's the lesson we learn from this. They bring a mushal to emphasize this point, that there was a king who built a tall tower, 100 stories high, and he announced that the first person to walk up the 100 floors in one shot will get a particular reward. And people came from far and wide in their attempt to ascend the tower to the top floor, and people soon began to realize that this was not an easy task. Some people gave up when they reached the 30th floor. Others managed to reach the 40th floor. Those individuals who were very strong managed to get up to the 70th floor. And a few people managed to get up to the 80th floor, but no more. And one day, word got out that one individual succeeded in getting to the top floor, and he would get the reward from the king. On the day that the king was going to give this person the reward, people gathered to see who this person was and how he managed to get to the 100th floor. And when he told his story, he said, I too had a very difficult time. And when I got up to approximately the 60th floor, I really began to doubt whether I would succeed. It was very, very difficult. And I mustered up my strength and I managed to get all the way to the 80th floor. And at that point, I collapsed. And with the last bit of koach that I had, I managed to go up one more floor. That was one floor more than everyone else. And to my surprise, on the 81st floor, There was an elevator waiting, which was open. And I entered the elevator, and I took it to the 100th floor. And that's how I got to the top. And the Nimshol, of course, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to do everything in our koyach to do Avodas Hashem, and where we no longer have the strength to continue, He gives us the strength to continue, but He wants us to try our best. We are guaranteed siyata dishmaya in every task we undertake, provided we put in the effort and the koach to do so ourselves. This is the lesson of the Medrash with Rabbi Hanina ben Dosa, and it really is a lesson for life. As we approach Rosh Hashanah, we have to realize that the task may be great to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to find it within ourselves, to change for the better, to improve our ways, to get closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam for an extended period of time, that our Kabbalah should last. But if we try hard, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give us siyata dishmaya. May we be zoche to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. May we be zoche to do His will. May we be zoche to be chozer b'tshuva shleima. May we be zoche to a good year for ourselves, our families, and all of Klal Yisrael.